The MP3 History, From an Idea to a Worldwide Cultural Phenomenon.
Well, during MPEG 1 standardization times, we had to undergo quite a few tests where the performance of the codec was checked. And now at this time, a test was not such that you would deliver a piece of software, because the only platform that could run in real time such an encoder and decoder was really DSP boxes, again equipped with several DSPs and input-output interfaces. Now, traditionally, before we delivered such a codec with the latest and greatest performance, we would work quite hard in order to make it sound as good as we can. And traditionally, we would actually work through the last night before delivery. So at some point around 2 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock, we would determine that we would freeze the code, that we would burn the whole program into the CD and into a EEPROM, and then equip the coder with it, do some verification. And then when things were nearing 6 o'clock in the morning, we would open a bottle of champagne and send away this freshly tuned coder together with an attendant. This means that actually these coders were pretty susceptible. There could be lots of things going wrong with such a coder. And so really the coder had to come with a babysitter who made sure that this coder really worked and that all the small mechanic quirks of such a box would be worked around. And so there was, for instance, Hartmut Schott, who was our standard babysitter, because he was really the man with the golden healing hands for such hardware boxes. So that was his standard job, taking care of that things went well during tests.